GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Since we're talking about Bath Iron Works, it makes sense that we read this text message to us from Dan in Bath, a GHRT listener who writes to us at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Dan from Bath here. BIW is only in this situation. These are his words. BIW is only in this situation because of former CEO Fred Harris gutting the place out and then taking this huge bonus, or his huge bonus, and retiring. You would have to work here to even believe the level of corporate greed that takes place here. That's what it's all about, money and nothing else. Dan, thank you. 1-800-966-1039 as we ask you the question of the day, and you've heard about the letter. Do you agree with the letter that House Speaker Sarah Gideon and Senate President Troy Jackson wrote to Bath Iron Works? What are you seeing in your stack of stuff during the breaks?
Well, I was just going through some of the numbers. And I there's a lot of political posturing going on here, obviously. The company pays about $10 million a year in real estate taxes to the city of Bath. It's a big employer. Some things haven't been made public. But the annual payroll is $374 million. According to company numbers, BIW hired 2,000 employees since that law was passed. And we all know that they're spending money on recruiting because they're offering to train, right? They're bringing people in to train. So the company says they spent $13 million recruiting, hiring, training. And they have plans to hire another 1,000 employees and buying a lot of new equipment. So the numbers are that this is a huge employer, 6,700 workers. That's up from 57, maybe 5,600. But the wage did drop, and that is true. And for whatever factors you put to it, it was about $53,000 a year, and it dropped slightly to $49,000. But there were 700 skilled workers who retired during that period of time.
Yeah, I wonder if that goes over because the listener that just sent us this text message, if you look at job postings, it shows they have reduced new hire wages, which goes against the agreement made. If you are listening to us, could you send us more information about that? I'd like to read about that. This person writes, I'd be careful about causing too many issues with them. Last I knew, they were looking to expand and don't have the room they need at their current location. It's going to be pretty tough for Bath Iron Works to pull up stakes, but I can imagine. Or the risk of losing big projects to another shipyard because you don't have the tax breaks. A $45 million tax break. Is that pencil dust to Bath Iron Works?
It was originally proposed to be $60 million. The legislature cut it to $45 million. But I think to put it in perspective, I'm not taking sides in this at all. But it is over, I think, a period of 20 years.
BIW is a shining star within our state's economy, this person writes to us. BIW is a shining star within our state's economy among Dems and Republicans. They need to tread lightly with their flagrant threats. Saying it would be unfortunate. You might label that a veiled threat, even a thinly veiled threat. But I don't know if you could call it necessarily flagrant.
Well, there's nothing wrong, there's nothing wrong with the legislature, the leadership, looking and seeing if the law is being obeyed. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it should happen. You should do it.
Okay, let me ask the obvious.
The next question is, what do you do when you see the numbers?
Well, what do you do when you see that the union that lines up is paying one of those leaders?
Yeah,
that
muddies the water.
It does, because if you're just waking up and listening to the conversation, if you haven't heard of it, news accounts relate, and Troy Jackson has signed the disclosure that shows that he was being paid, pardon the passive sentence, the largest union at Bath Iron Works, which agrees with the letter that Gideon and Jackson sent to Bath Iron Works. That union was paying Troy Jackson between $20,000 and $25,000 at the time that they wrote and sent the letter on December 20th of last year. This person writes to us, and this is true, perception is reality. And that's especially in politics, and that's something that maybe as a politician, you got to be careful about the idea that you are trying to bully Bath Iron Works. Not my words, perception. The perception that you're trying to bully Bath Iron Works and getting your pockets lined for it. This person writes to us, BIW could lock the gate today and it wouldn't even affect stock. That's how big General Dynamics, GD. BIW could lock the gate today and it wouldn't even affect GD stock. That's how big GD is.
Yeah, it is owned by General Dynamics. There's no question about that, who owns this place. And they employ about 6,700 workers. I thought they were the largest employer. Somewhere here I read that they were the fourth largest employer in Maine. Who are the other three bigger ones?
Probably a healthcare organization.
Probably.
And the state.
Again, I think it's important to remember as we go through this, nobody in the legislature is putting a bill in the hopper to take this credit out.
How long would it take to get a bill, though? How long would it take? When you've got Gideon?
I think that's...
When you've got the Senate president and the Speaker of the House signing this bill, this letter, how long would it take?
Go back to the vote.
Let's go back to our point that you made, and you're absolutely right.
The vote was...
The initial vote was...
Hugely bipartisan.
The vote to give Bath Iron Works the $45 million tax break if it met these hiring requirements and pay requirements, yes, lopsided.
And maybe it still maybe would landslided. Be lopsided. Okay.
It would be. So then why write the letter? Why would Troy Jackson and Sarah Gideon write the letter? And you said it's political season.
It is. It's a political season, and arrows are going to be shooting back and forth.
And Sarah Gideon is running against Susan Collins.
Well, that is a fact.
Let's park the ship. Let's dock the ship there for a second, okay? How many times has money come from Washington, D.C. for a project for Bath Iron Works? And at the time, Susan Collins was the person in D.C. pushing to see that contract make its way to Maine.
Yeah.
But Sarah Gideon needs more of a leg up in this, what's going to be a tough race, an expensive one, too. And well, she signs on to this letter.
She also gets a little heat out of her own party, too. She supported the tax cut for General Dynamics, but then she was critical of Collins' support for a federal tax bill that provided tax cuts to other big corporations in 2018. This whole business of the government tax cuts or tax breaks for big corporations is always fraught with danger because... some people agree, some people don't. I happen to think it's a pretty good idea. The annual payroll, let's not lose sight of something. The annual payroll at Bath Iron Works, forgetting who's up and who's down, is $374 million.
It's a lot of money to a lot of people.
And BIW is hiring. The union's not happy because I think, and I'm guessing, that they're hiring a lot of out-of-state people because they can't find the new workers they need in-state.
Can't the union help find the people?
Can't
the union help find the necessary workers?
You can't make people move that don't want to move. I know people that have lost their job and then moved down to Bath. That's one of the problems we have in Maine when you have a small community lose their job and then they don't want to leave that town.
This person writes to us, people need to understand that this isn't strong-arming Bath. It's forcing General Dynamics to put money into the workers' pockets instead of upper administration pockets in the form of bonusing. Ben writes to us, yeah, you're right. Our state's largest employer is the state, 50% or so with the jobs. This person writes, I never agree with Maine's Dems. However, BIW is not above reproach. And this text to us, and you can text us anytime, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. I'm not sure that Bath Iron Works as a company has anything to do with this. Take a look at the big picture of the decisions made lately with a pardon and a few other things. Now, the unions, the Democrats, are buttering up the base.
Well, both sides butter their bases, so that goes without saying in the political war. Again, the job of the legislature and its leadership is to make sure the law is being obeyed. That's a given. The second part of that, though, is what do you do after you find out? Now, these numbers that are supplied by BIW do make a reasonable case for what their problem is.
I wonder who actually wrote the letter.
No.
Because when you have a phrase like, it would be unfortunate, within a letter to one of Maine's highest, biggest employers, ostensibly from two of the most powerful politicians, I guess I'd say that's unfortunate wording.
Yeah.
Because it does really smack of gangsta Paul. I know it's the 20s again, okay? And we're back to the days of men wearing very fine suits and gals in flappers, bathtub gin, and swing and jazz music, where things like this might have happened. Well, it would be unfortunate if that George Hale and Rick Tyler suddenly went off the air now, wouldn't it? But when you've got two of the leading politicians in our state saying, it would be unfortunate for you to lose your $45 million tax break. Who wrote that? And do you really want, honestly, if I had a question to ask, it would be to Sarah Gideon. Did you really want your name on that letter?
I know whose name was not on the letter and who was not on the letter.
Is it the third powerful politician in the state of Maine?
Well, the governor's name is not on that letter. And it was apparent. That's all I'll say about that.
You know what? I wonder if the governor knew.
She did not.
Or she said she didn't.
Well, no, her press secretary has asked the question.
And neither did any of the, well, you wouldn't expect the Senate Republicans, you wouldn't expect the House Republicans to know of it, but did the House Democrats know about it?
I have no idea.
Did the Senate Democrats know about it? Is it Vitaly? Who's the rep from covering Bath? No, I want to say Vitaly. What does that state representative know and feel about the politics now being played? It would be unfortunate if that cost that representative re-election. Caller, you get the last word. Do you agree with the letter that Gideon and Jackson wrote to Bath Iron Works?
No, I don't agree with it at all, you guys. And now you're really seeing the true colors of Troy Jackson. I think him and Sarah Gideon are very, very slimy.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.